Welcome to Eagles Way Church. Very glad you're here. A great weekend if you're a dog fan. Feels good. If you're not a dog fan, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thank you for being here. It's going to be a good day here in the house of the Lord. And I wanted to bring something up. Will sent out in our newsletter an email to folks if you're on the email chain. I work for Delta, and I have some friends who are from Puerto Rico. And their families still live there. We have a couple people here in our church family that are from Puerto Rico that have family that living on the island still. And there's a group of folks at Delta that it's called the Puerto Rican Relief Team is what they have came up with. And they're gathering goods. Delta has allowed them to ship like 600 pounds of goods on our flights down there for free. And some of these folks on the team are actually flying down on the flights and hand-delivering it to the people in need. I've actually thought about maybe making a trip with them come November. I got a date, and I'm going to find out what it is. But I'm going to set a box out here, and if you just would like to donate to help people, I said a couple weeks ago in the service of out of destruction comes peace and love, and this is a great, great opportunity to just love others, you know, whether you just bring a box of diapers in or some water. I'll have that for you next week, and you can start donating. I promise that it's in good hands. I'll be taking it right to the folks who are going to put it on the airplane and take it down there. So just think about that if you'd like to donate for that. But again, welcome to Eagles Way. I'm so glad you're here. It's going to be a good morning. So let's stand and let's worship.
This has been one of those mornings that nothing goes as planned. And I was up in the middle of the night with Jet sick. So that didn't go as planned. I knew I needed to be here this morning and trying to work all those logistics out. And thankful I've got an older teen now who can help do that. But things didn't go as planned. Some things with our team and, you know, missing a couple of people, that didn't go as planned. I'm going to let Will share a little bit later. Dad had just a routine colonoscopy that didn't go as planned. And you know what I'm learning about when things don't go as planned? We've talked about the word flow. And always being willing to flow, because you can't always control the moments. You can't always control what you think is supposed to happen. But let me tell you what I'm learning is that this flow's getting easier. These unplanned events, these unscheduled things, these sometimes what we see as bumps in the road aren't really bumps, because we know that in every single moment, God is in it. And every unplanned, unscheduled, and everything that you run into, and every single moment, that God is in it. So I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry. I really didn't get here and worry how today was going to happen, how it was going to go. You know why? Because He's in every single moment. And everybody on this stage felt it, felt His presence. Nobody's stressed. We all decided to flow in the moment. We're backstage and we're praying. And Paul's had to flow a lot this year, what he's gone through. And he says, you know what? I don't know about you guys, but I feel the presence of God in this house this morning. And you know why he feels it? Because he has such an awareness that he's already here, that his presence is here. I've read this scripture, I've heard this scripture so many times in my life, and for the first time, the word awareness popped out. And it's in Habakkuk 2:14. It says, "For as the waters fill the sea, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of God." You see, the scripture didn't say, as the waters cover the sea, the way I've always heard it, as the waters cover the sea, the earth will be filled with the glory of God. It says the earth will be filled with an awareness of His glory. I've never seen that. I've heard my dad quote this over and over and over again, but I've never seen that word awareness in it. And all it's saying is that it's already filled with His glory. It is already, I don't even have to strive to see His glory. It's already filled. When it says the earth will be filled with an awareness, I feel it. I feel that awareness rising up within me to where when I say it's easier to flow because God is in every moment, because His glory is in every moment, there's an awareness. There's an awareness. And that is just the coolest thing I feel like about where we are as a body and where we are as a church, that we are becoming more and more aware. And that is how we're going to see His glory. It's already filled, but that awareness is what changes everything. And this song we've sang for a long time, and this song has completely, I'm singing this in a whole new way, with a whole new revelation of what it means. And so we invite you into this unplanned, unscheduled moment of goodness and grace and mercy and glory. And I invite you to experience it and just enter in and thank Him and be present, because this moment is all we need right here. Amen. I see the cloud and I step in. I want to see Your glory like Moses did. Flashes of light and rolls of thunder, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Show me Your glory. Thank you. to stay in your presence. It's where I belong. Long to look on the face of the one that I love. Long to stay in your presence. It's where I belong. I want to stay in this moment. I want to breathe in this moment. I don't want to take for granted every moment. 'Cause you're in the moment. You're in the heart, and you're in the pain. And you're in the lost, and you're in the found, and you're in the joy, and you're in the peace. You are in everything. We're so aware of you, God. We're so aware of you, Lord. Oh, let us not take these moments without feeling you, without seeing you. Oh, we love you, God.
You know, when we talk about seeing his glory, when I look out and I look at each one of you, I see his glory. I see his presence because we carry his presence. We carry that glory. And I know that we all have so many different things we're involved in and so many different places that we go. And we all have extended families and we all have so many things that are on our hearts. And I want to encourage you today as we sing and we talk about his power. We talk about his glory. We talk about his presence. We do carry that. But be, like Dusty was saying, be so aware of everywhere you go that you're aware of what you carry into a situation, into a person's home, into a workplace, into the grocery store, because it touches people, it changes people. And that changes you even more. That's how when we sing, I want more, that's the more. Is how we expand, how we change, and how we are continually carrying his presence. And no matter what's going on today, like I said, I know it's all different aspects of life, different seasons, different, so many different things. Tap into and be aware of that power, right, that you carry, of that glory. When we talk about his name is great, you carry his name. You carry that name. You are what is beautiful in a moment. You are what, yes, is powerful in a moment. Yes. You are what is wonderful in a moment. And sing this morning knowing that and just being aware of who you are. Who we are is, it's awesome. Yeah, it's just, I'm just so grateful for his presence in my life. And I'm so grateful when I look at you and I'm a part of you. I'm just grateful. But let's sing this. Thank you.
Planning on sharing anything today, and we're just like Dusty said, but I just wanted to tell you what I've been going through this week, and I feel like some of you need to hear it too, because you're dealing with the same thing. If you were here last week, Buren said that I had a word in me, and it's confirmation from things that I hear over and over and over again, and I battle with it in my brain, because I say, am I supposed to be a preacher? Am I supposed to just... I have to stop with that right there. I don't know what that means to where I'm going to go. But what it means, and Jason Torres, he's like my spiritual partner. We were talking about it, and he said, dude, and Will has told me this before. He said, dude, you're a preacher every day of your life. Every day when you wake up and you go to work, you're a preacher. Now, I'm telling you something right now. What's been battling and going in my head is, as I said it last week, I try to run from it and I try to push it away and all. But I want to embrace that this time in a different way that I've ever embraced it. To know that when I see people and I encourage people and I tell them I love them and I say, hey, you're going to be okay, whether what's going on at home with your family, wherever you are, that's me doing what he said for me to do. So my word for all of you is he wasn't just talking to me. He's talking to everybody here at Eagles Way Church, because everybody at Eagles Way Church has such a positive mindset and such a love for people. If there's one thing that I love more than anything, is telling my kids and my wife and my friends, I love to tell them that I love them, man. And when you encourage people, how good does that make you feel? I encourage you to take what I'm going with in your life. Use that. This week, use that. Use that I'm a preacher today to whoever needs it. If they come up to me, they may need something that I got to say to them. You can do it. I can do it. With God, he loves us so much. And what a powerful name it is. And when you think about how powerful his name is, I was just getting a little choked up singing that song, because all day, every day he's with me. I just got to put that powerful name in my thoughts and frame it around my world. And then we can really become like him and be what people need from us. And I just want more of him today. Father, we want more of you, God. We thank you that you are who you are, God, and when we are having times, and I had a time this morning, Father, when I was a little upset, but God, thank you for just showing me the light and forgiving me and loving all of us here at this church. And Father, we just want more of you, God. Today, tomorrow, forever, we want more. You are so good to us, God. We thank you in Jesus' name.
One touch from your robe steals the weakness from my
we make room. We clear a space. We get quiet before you. And we clear a space to listen and to hear you. And today, Lord, we just want to receive all you are. We love you this morning, Lord. We give you glory and we give you praise and thanksgiving.
Got your bulletin, you have your connection card. A lot of important information on there. We want to be prepared for you for our Thanksgiving meal on the 15th of the month. And so, and then if you want to get involved in helping to share Thanksgiving with people in our community that are in need, whether you want to cook a turkey or deliver a meal, or there's lots of ways that you can get involved with that. So make sure that you get all of that information. And then you're ready for that. I know you didn't expect to see me this morning. Dusty already kind of shared with a little bit what's going on with Pastor Buren. His simple procedure wasn't as so simple. And he got a phone call yesterday after he had called the doctor to say, hey, what do I need to do? This is kind of going on. And he said, well, you need to come to the hospital. He said, the Georgia game's on in 30 minutes. And they said, no, you need to come to the hospital. So he went to the hospital, and he watched the first quarter with Barbara, and then the third quarter I stopped by to see him, and then he watched football the rest of the night, I guess, by himself. But he has a message for you, and we'll let him, has to do with Wednesday night.
Well, I thought I got enough rest on vacation, but I guess I did, so... I'll be back Wednesday, though, for campfire worship, and 6 o'clock, the kids have some stuff they're going to do. We're going to eat some hot dogs, and then we have campfire worship at 6:45. So if I can be there, I know you can. See you there.
So about 4 o'clock yesterday, or 5 o'clock, I realized that, yes, I was the one that was going to be standing here this morning, and had a conversation with a couple different people, you know, what are we going to do? We got a plan. Is everything good? And I said, for a project that I was doing and for some school that I'm doing, I had to write out 4 lesson plans. I said, I'll just grab one of those lesson plans and I'll share that. And so someone else came in while I was watching the game yesterday and they said, well, you don't look like you're too worried about it. I said, well, no reason to worry and fret. Just going to go with the flow anyway, right? And so got here this morning and started reading over my lesson plan. And I have it, and I'm probably not going to teach it. But it took me to some scripture that goes along with what's going on this morning. And if you're all right, I'm just going to share from my heart a little bit of what's kind of taking place and what's going on in me, what's going on inside of some leadership. Yeah. For those of you that have been here for a while, you've been hearing Pastor Buren talk and you've sensed an excitement and some things that are going on inside of him. And there was one message, I think it was one that I missed. I think I was doing children's church, but it was, last thing at the end, it says, are you going to go with me? Are you going to be with me? He's mentioned the possibility of this, do I have this one last fight in me? Fight from a good word, good perspective, not from a negative perspective that I've got to go and do something. But am I willing to walk this out? Am I willing to step up and do what God has called me to do? This is what's going on inside of Pastor Buren. And if you think about his year, his mom passed away at the beginning of the year and some of the struggles and things that happened with that. His best friend passed away this year. He had a word that he had some things going on in his life, and it was not for the person that he was dealing with, but it was more for him that he needed to do that, and he's seeing that coming to fruition in his life. So he's been battling. He has been, I'm going to use a word that I think is a good word. Some people shy away from this word, but he has been warfaring over his life and this church. Because, see, nothing will transpire or take place inside of a congregation till it once first goes through the leadership of that church. So what God is working in him, he's working now in leaders within our church. And I say that for you to be prepared to get ready, because you can just jump into the flow and be a part of it. Because if you're going to be a part of it, it's going to be worked inside of you. The only choice you have is, do you want to do it one time, or do you want to continue to go around the mountain until he finally gets it worked in you? I encourage the first part. I walked in and praise team practice this morning, and I wasn't until I heard them say there wasn't a drummer on the drums, and so realistically, sometimes songs are just difficult if you're missing an instrument. And I heard them say, well, we can just change up this and change up that, and the whole morning, I had been sitting at my desk, and I had my Bible open, and I had notes there, but I was playing Freecell. Now, Freecell is not just a game. Freecell is a way that I blank out, and I'm able to concentrate, and I'm able to focus on what it is God is wanting to say, what God is wanting to do, and I have something that's going, and Jennifer hasn't figured this out of me yet, but she multitasking is just in me. Thanks, Mom. But the whole time that I'm playing Freecell, I have the songs that they're going to be singing, playing, and I'm listening to the progression of a beautiful name to a wonderful name to a powerful name. Yes. And I'm just going, wow. And I'm going, God, how can I convey a message, a lesson, how can somebody walk away from something today and not just be something that was conjured up for a class that was words on a paper, but it's life. I had to write an evaluation. After you do the lesson plan, you have to write an evaluation of how you did on your lesson plan. And so I did the four lesson plans, and I've never done a full series at one time before. It was good practice for me. But I gave myself the worst evaluation that I could possibly give, because what I realized, but also what I'm so grateful for, is this lesson plan was supposed to be able to be handed to somebody and then pretty much go and teach the lesson. That's what, when you buy a curriculum, like for children's ministry or for youth ministry, whatever, that's what you hope can happen, that you have something that you can take, you can go and you can read, and you can then just regurgitate that information with not a whole lot of in-depth studying, and you can get the message across. Well, I realized that if I had given my lesson plan to somebody, they'd have been up talking for about 5 minutes and they'd been gone, because they wouldn't have had a whole lot to say. So that's the part I've got to work on if I want to be able to create that. But what I was so grateful and thankful for is that I trust and I rely upon the Holy Spirit to empower my thoughts, empower my speech, to empower me to use the gifts and the talents that God has placed inside of me. And so on Sunday morning, I got here, I was so emotional in the process of what I was doing, and they were getting ready to change two songs, and I walked down, I just said, don't. I said, these songs are the message this morning.
Surrender to it.
Philippians chapter 2. I don't know how much of this I'm going to read or not. I've got 18 verses on this ready to go, but I want you to hear what Paul is saying. I apologize. Philippians chapter 2, and there's a subtitle in my Bible. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. And it says, have the attitude of Christ. Okay, have the attitude of Christ. We know that Christ is the presence. Have his attitude. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? It's a question. Is there any encouragement in belonging to Christ? Is there any comfort from his love? Is there any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose.
That's it.
That's what Pastor's been building up to. That's what he's been preparing for. Are we ready to work together? Are we going to be of one mind and one purpose? Are we ready to move forward in seeking after him and the message that he wants to bring? Verse 3. Don't be selfish. Ooh. I kind of wanted to watch the Georgia game yesterday in a recliner and not in the hospital room. I know Buren did. He didn't have a choice. I did. And I watched 3 quarters in a recliner. Said all that to say, there's sometimes that you have to give of yourself what you want. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others as better than ourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too.
Yes. Good.
If we make God first, we will then make others first.
Amen.
You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Listen to this. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. The name of Jesus. How important is it to you? I've had conversations with Brandon. I know that what he shared with you this morning is something that God is working in him. It has been stirring. It has been just boiling to the point now that he knows not only do I have to do it, but I have to proclaim it. I have to confess it. I have to become accountable to what God is calling me. What is God working in you? Where are you going to go with it? What are you going to do with it? Are you willing to be uncomfortable? Are you willing to not know exactly what stage you're in the process? What Pastor Buren needs, what Barbara needs, is a congregation that's willing to say, we trust the God in you, and we've got your back. And we're here on a weekly basis. I didn't say monthly basis. I said weekly basis. Why is that important? Because each and every person here, the God within you, you bring a gift, you bring a calling, you bring something to this table that is huge. And when you're not here, we lack. For those of you that may not have made a commitment to Eagles Way Church yet, next Sunday is our prospective member lunch. That's basically where we give you a free small lunch and share with you about Eagles Way and kind of how we function and operate, and make sure that you don't have any other questions about whether or not you want to commit to being a member here. Share with you the expectations and the privileges that come with membership. So some of you may have gotten personal invitations. If you didn't, but you're still interested, if you will just see me or call the church office this week, you are invited. That's an official invitation right there. And this is going on the internet, so I just invited the world. Because you have gifts and callings that are without repentance. That means that all you have to do is act upon those gifts and callings for them to be able to be used. Oh, but I don't have a place to preach. Oh, but I don't know where I'm supposed to do. I don't know who I'm supposed to talk to. No, you just begin doing, and it will make room for it. Jim Lewis came in this morning. And many of you know that Jim is such a servant in this house, Jim and Janet. Incredible. If you want to know what to do, just ask Jim. Because he'll find something that he knows needs to be done, and he does it, and he'll take you along with him, and he'll give you something to do. Because that's what he does. He just finds something to do, and he does it. But he brought in, some of you know about these sticks. He finds these in the woods. God grows them like this. But he takes them and makes them pretty. Gets the bark off of them, and then this one says the banquet. Engage, discover, define. Come to the table. And it has Luke 14:23 on it. And obviously I was not prepared to give this to someone this morning. And the person that I feel like God has told me to may already have gotten one before. And if that's the case, I apologize to someone who's gotten now two and you didn't get one yet. But that's just the way it all works. But this young man is a leader in our house, in this church. He has a tremendous calling on his life. And the last several months, he's had some changes going on in his world and his work world. Was working 25 hours a week and looking for things to do, now working 75 hours a week and still trying to do some of the things he was doing when he was working 25 hours. But this young man has a calling on his life. He leads with guitar. He leads this band and worship. It guides him and directs him. He guides and he directs you. But he's a seeker after Christ. And he has a heart that is willing to be molded and to be changed. My goal was to try to get together this week with him. We hadn't been able to connect. I guess when you're working 75 hours a week, sometimes it's hard to connect with people. And my goal, because it's been 3 months that he's been challenged with this, my goal was to, hey, is this still something you're wanting to do? Is it more than what you can handle? Or what? Where are you at with this? And as I was in worship this morning, God let me know, no, you're not supposed to ask him a question. Just supposed to remind David that you have a calling on your life. And God will make room. And as you continue to prioritize the way God wants you to prioritize, he'll make room for all things for you. So if you'll come and grab this, I would appreciate that. Have you already gotten one?
No.
Thank you, Lord. Many of you have been here a long time. The reality of it is, there's a transition that is kind of happening. I showed my father this morning the video of Bjorn in the hospital bed. So he wanted to take a video to send to Bjorn. And I told him I would just give it to Bjorn and not show it at church. There's some young men and some young women in this church that God says it's time to step up. We are not doing away with anyone at any age, I promise you. Even more, we believe that it doesn't matter what age you are, it's time for you to be engaged and working and using the gifts and talents that are inside of you. But many of you, oh, that's Miss Penny's job. I can't do it like she does it. Or Joey and Kitty. See, I just put you into the older group, sorry. Bring it on. But the same gifts and callings that Christ gave his life for, so that he could place inside of you, it is up to you for those to come to fruition. It is up for you for those to come to fruition in this house. Well, wait a minute. There's not something for me to do. There is. There's places to volunteer. There's places to get involved. Sometimes it's just saying, hey, Pastor Will, call me. I'm willing to do it. And you know what? If I don't call you the first week, don't fret. Don't worry. I'm going to call you. Because there's going to be times when there's things that need to be happened. Yesterday, I had to make some calls. Now, one guy returned my call at 9:30 when I needed him at night when I needed him at 9:30 in the morning. And that's okay. He didn't know. He was working. But if Eagles Way Church is going to go where God wants us to go, and if we're going to follow Pastor Bjorn and the leading and guiding and the vision that he has given him, then he's got the sense and know that we're all on board. You may not understand every jot and tittle. You may not get every little thing, and people will be more than willing to sit and explain it the best that they can. But God is doing a tremendous thing. This warfare. God showed me 20-something years ago. I used to think when I heard the word warfare, and at that time we were would have been considered a charismatic church. Now we're a little bit more of a contemporary Baptist church, if you didn't know. Still believe in those gifts and the callings and the use of those gifts. But just because you're speaking in tongues doesn't mean that you're actually warfaring. And what God showed me 20-something years ago is that true spiritual warfare is doing the little things that God has called you to do when you don't want to do them. It's praying. It's reading the word. It's being at the church house. It's sharing that word that he has put in your heart to share with your friend or to share with someone that you have been mentoring or whoever it may be. Maybe it's the neighbor. It's when you're feeling like maybe I'm not inadequate that you step up and you say, yes, I'm going to do this. Right, Brandon? I'm going to share this. Many of you know that our church is governed by an eldership. Some of you hear the word board of directors. We use the term board of directors only so that people that are unchurched would have an understanding of what true eldership is. Those elders in the church are Joe Hardwick, Keith Wesley, Joey Grubbs, Ken Mullis, David Hitson, Buren, and myself. I leave anybody out, please help. Mr. Billy Woodward is still an elder in the church, just not attending the meetings on a regular basis. And Terry Doss, still an elder in the church. And we believe that the covering that is given is a covering for you. So I've asked just a few of these gentlemen this morning to come and to pray. Because that's the way that we are going to do some spiritual warfare this morning. So Joey, if you will come, I've asked Joey if he would just take on the children's ministry and the youth ministry and pray for it. Because the enemy would like for that not to flourish, for it not to be prosperous.
Father, we come to you this morning, first of all, just with a grateful heart for the message that Will has brought to us. I pray that each one of us here, dear Lord, before I pray for the children and the youth, will understand just what he said. Each one of us have to own it. We have to do our part. And I'm thankful for those that have stepped up and for those that will step up, those that will come forward. This morning we want to pray specifically for our children and our youth. Help us in our eyesight, dear Lord, to not see the children as just little people. They're more than that. They're much more than that. That we'll not see our youth as just a group of people in transition that all they want to do is have fun. They're much more than that. Much, much more than that. I pray that we'll see with our eyes, dear Lord, they're your creations. They're your children, just as we are. And it will see and understand that the lives that they lead can be changed if we do what you want us to do.
Thank you.
I pray for those children and for their youth by praying for each one of us that we would be the example for them. That they'll be able to see what we do. They'll see our hands. They'll see our feet. Where we go. The people we touch. I pray that they'll be able to hear words from us. Always encouraging and uplifting. That they'll see each of us, that we see people in a non-judgmental way, but in a loving way. And just loving. Just love people. Love them. I pray that we'll see them for what they are. Each of them are gifts. They're gifts that you gave the world. And we get to be a part of that. I pray for each one of their minds and hearts and spirits, that they'll be open and receptive. But to pray for them, we have to pray for us, that we pour stuff out into them. Bless them in everything that they do. I pray that we as a church, as Will said, step up more, that there'll never be a problem to have anybody work in the children's ministry. There'll be people standing in line waiting. Let me be a part. And then knowing that you don't have to be a part of the church ministry that day. When we see these children walking around this church, we talk to them, we speak to them, we let them know. Smile at them. Love on them. And with the youth, dear Lord, I pray we do the exact same thing. We pour into them what you pour into us. We thank you and praise you in all things. In Jesus' name.
The greatest asset in this church is not Bjorn and Barbara. It's not this praise team. It's not the other staff members. The greatest asset in this church is you. This team can't do anything without you. Matter of fact, we wouldn't even be here. We need you. I've asked Pastor Keith if he would come and pray over you, the families of the church.
Father, I just thank you for
I
just thank you for the almost 200 families that associate here in this body of Christ. I just thank you for the way you have blessed so many families with, first of all, just you being Lord over their lives and their families, that, Lord, you're just given the opportunity to lead so many individuals. And I just thank you for the way you blessed them with peace and love and understanding, with jobs and prosperity. I thank you that you've taken people through some large battles physically, emotionally, and mentally, and Lord, they've come out on the other side stronger. And Lord, I just pray that that timing and clarity would just be each family's portion. That Lord, the things they need to do, they'll just step up and do them. Lord, you'll give them wisdom to know what to do and when to do it. And Lord, when they step out, it'll be a blessing not only to them, but it will be a blessing to the body, and it will bring glory and honor to you. So I just speak words of life. blessing, prosperity over each family. Lord, all the distractions that we all deal with every day, Lord, those distractions will just become secondary to you, your voice, and your guidance. Lord, families hearing with one ear, seeing with one eye, speaking with one voice the things that you would have them to do. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of just sharing all of these blessings with one another, that the blessings we see in one family, we all receive it as a blessing. And those that are hurting, we hurt with them, and we just thank you that you're going to be Lord over everything, and everything is going to work out for the good. So, Lord, I thank you for each person here and each family. In Jesus' name.
A month at the beach, and I did a lot of reading. And I think what Will and Will actually read what I'm about to talk about. We were sitting on the beach, and I had been reading this book, and I got to this one chapter, and it had to do with what you're called to do, and you know what you feel like you should do. Do you remember in times in your life when you were really nervous about something and you thought you were supposed to do it, but you had these butterflies and you thought, I don't know whether I can do that or not. And you would just get real nervous and you talk yourself out of it. Maybe you should say a word to somebody and you just kind of have this nervousness and you'd have butterflies, or you were excited about doing something and you got butterflies. When I was reading this book, it was just so neat. He said, embrace the butterflies. Let the butterflies be your best friend. Never lose the excitement of butterflies. And let those butterflies push you to do what's in your heart to do.
That's good.
And so I just loved that. In fact, I'm planning to write that and put it on my refrigerator, because I know what it feels like to have those butterflies and talk myself out of things. And it's, we all have something that we can participate in. We all have a heart for something. We all have a nervousness about something. But let me encourage you, embrace the butterflies. Let them be your best friend.
That's good. Very good. Pastor told me that he relaxed and rested more on this vacation than he has previous vacations. But yet, he traveled back and forth to Griffin several times. So I don't know. God just said, no, you need 48 more hours of just being on your back in a hospital bed to get what I want. Who knows why? But I've asked Dr. Ken if he would come and pray over Bjorn and Barbara and bless them.
Thanks for saying that, Linda. I usually don't get nervous, but I was sort of nervous about coming up here. I don't know why.
Embrace them butterflies.
Embrace those butterflies. I knew when I walked in and Will came up to me and whispered in my ear, I want you to pray. He said, you know what's going on with Bjorn? And I said, yes. He said, I want you to pray for him. But I knew immediately that was not about his physical healing. He didn't say that to me. And I really didn't know what his message was. But I was sitting there preaching his message to me before he ever preached it, because that's what I really felt for Barbara and Bjorn. I want to really commend Will. Will and I have a long history together. We've had some conversations and about different things. And he's grown. I mean, he's just grown into the role so much, hasn't he? I mean, our leadership here is awesome. And we're just in a position now where we can receive a new message in a way that it's going to be beneficial to all of us. Penny Doss texted us when we're down. And bear with me. I'm praying. This whole time I'm talking, I'm praying. I want you to hear what I'm saying. She texted us. We were down in Disney World, and the text came through, sort of not able to understand it, because I think she does a little voice thing, and and I didn't understand what she meant, but hey, we were in Disney World and I was having fun, so I didn't worry about it too much at that point in time. But I got back and she said, did you get a chance to look at that? And when I figured out what it was, and she said, and then I came up to her a little bit later, I said, Penny, I don't know whether to bless you or to curse you, because you've gotten me so interested in this stuff, and it's part of a new message that so fits in puzzle wise with what Ralph's been saying and what Bjorn, I know, has in his heart. I caught him after church last Sunday, and I said, can I meet with you Tuesday? And I got to show you some of the stuff that I'm seeing. And he said, oh, I got a colonoscopy Tuesday. I don't think I can do it on Tuesday. And let me just tell you that I know from a medical standpoint where he is right now. He's going to be fine. I'm going to pray for his healing, but I just know he's going to be fine. He'll be back in no time and going again. But I believe with all my heart that he has this new revelatory message that's in him. And it's going to take him a little bit of time to get it completely out. But I feel that same revelatory message in me, and I really can't fully express it. But when I started reading some of the things that this guy that Penny pointed out to me, had an interesting thing about it is Margaret already had one of his books, and I didn't know it. You know, it's sitting on our bookshelf. She said, oh, wait, look, here, I got his book. But he's got some videos and things. But not just what he said, but what they're speaking to me in my heart and what I hear Bjorn saying. And so my prayer is that he gets well, and I know he will, and he'll be back with us. I'm sure he'll be there Wednesday on the at the campfire. But really guarding the message, and that is where we all come in. Because if we spiritually, and just like I'm talking to you now about him, I'm praying. If you're thinking during the day that about Bjorn and his message and about this church, you're praying. You don't have to have your head bowed and in, you know, and blood coming out through your pores to enter into prayer. But you can do it in a constant basis, because that's where we are now. There's something new happening here. And when I say new, it's a revelation. It's a new revelation to us. It's taking us past one of those commas into the next part of the sentence. And I think we're going to be there pretty quick. You know, this guy is a text analyst that Penny told me about. There's been apparently quite a few, like thousands of cuneiform documents that have been found in the last 20 years or so. They're finding out what words mean, and when he puts those words into the text of what we've been reading, you go, whoa, did that really say that? And you step back a little bit and you go, man, what does that mean? And I posted something on Facebook this morning. I'm starting in the book of Job. I thought I was going to start back in the book of Genesis because that's where Penny put me on, but I've really gotten interested in the book of Job. Who gets interested in the book of Job? But that's what happens when a new light's shed on something. And that's what's going to happen as we uphold that message that Bjorn's got in his heart. It's going to come. So, Lord, I bless Bjorn. I bless Barbara. I just ask you to have your hand totally upon them, on the total leadership of this church, to lift up the message, to solidify that message, and to deepen that message that you have, to allow Bjorn to speak it in a way that it touches everybody's heart, that it becomes real, that it becomes part of the lives. And Lord, that we grow as a church, and that we grow in knowledge, we grow in spirit, we grow in wisdom, and we grow in truth. We just ask you to be there with us every step of the way. As we enter into you, you enter into us. And we lift you up and we praise you. Because you know the Lord's Prayer says, first thing above everything, hallowed be your name. His praises, his language, God's language is praise, gratitude, thanksgiving. That's where you enter in. That's where you talk to God. If your language is anything other than that, you're not talking to God. You're talking to ego. You're talking to self. You're talking to somebody else. You're not talking to God. But Bjorn's going to take that message and he's going to bring it to a whole new level. Are we going with him? I mean, that's really the question. Are we going with him? Are we going to be there in spiritual support of him? I can remember a time when it was more than spiritual support. Some of the people in this community were downright mean about messages that he's preached in the past. And yet, most of them preach that message now. Some of them took away some of our singers and put them in charge of things, huh?
We gladly sent them. One of the ways for me personally that I know what's going on is a God thing. For those of you that don't know me, I like to be kind of fairly organized. And meetings and make sure we're covering this and we don't leave anything out. Because of our staff and the jobs that they have outside of the church and homeschooling and those type of things, it's difficult for us to get together during the week. So we started a once a month staff meeting and production meeting with some leaders. And we did it in May, and we've canceled for the last 4 months since. And I was having trouble with that. We have got to get organized and get this done. That's right, Ralph. You can't organize this. So our table prep staff meeting and production meeting is canceled for today. But your homework. What is God doing in you that you're supposed to bring to the table? Because if we don't get everybody bringing it to the table, we're going to be lacking. And there's going to be more people that are going to need what is brought to the table. Our ushers can be preparing to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And I know we're a little bit lengthy, but David, you guys got to come on up. And what a powerful name it is. I'd like to, I don't know what the name of that song is, but it's a good one for me. One of the things I was supposed to have done this morning was make sure the alms box got right down front here. As you can see, I didn't do a real good job at that. But it is in the foyer every Sunday. It's just the last Sunday of the month that we put the emphasis on the alms. So you don't have to rush out in the middle of this song to go put it in the box. You can wait until the song is over. And then you can go put your alms in the box out there, or if you have attached it to your check, or some of you do it online, whichever way that you do that. We're so grateful and thankful for your faithfulness. It's making a difference in this community. Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I'm so grateful and thankful for my pastor, my friend, my mentor, this wife, this family, this house. Show me, God, what I can bring to the table in addition. In Jesus' name, stand and let's sing.
I want to say something really quick along the lines of everything that's been said, but I read a quote not long ago, and it was, I may mess it up a little bit, but you'll get the gist. A good teacher shows you where to look, but he doesn't tell you what to see. And that just so resonated with me, and I feel like if you're asking yourself, wait, what is my part? What am I supposed to do? What are we talking about today? Just open up. Just become aware of what God is saying to you and bring it just like he's saying. And I love the heartbeat of this place so much, and I'm so excited, and like Will said, I'm so grateful for Buren and for Barbara and for all of you, and I'm excited, you know. And you don't have to have all the answers. There isn't an answer. Just be open, you know. He's going to show us where to go, but he's not going to show us what to see. We're going to see. And anyway, sing this with us.
Your head and glass.
Have a good week.